These days, dog rescuers and shelters are busier than ever. And so you can imagine dogs with special needs fall to the bottom of the list when it comes to adoption. But at Fetch Cares, they take in special needs dogs and work to find them a good home. I had the pleasure of seeing the staff and the dogs of Fetch Cares in person a few weeks ago. And man, oh man, are they special, the people and the dogs. Let's listen to their story.
Okay, well, I'm Tracy Klein, and I came to Fetch Cares about 8 years ago. My passion is the rescue, which I'm here with PJ Saylor, who is one of the founders, along with her daughter, Tori. It is an amazing story, and I'll hand it over to PJ.
Thank you. Good. Look at you running the show. I love it. Tracy's like, let's hand it off to you, PJ. Ba-dum-bum.
So we started Fetch here. We came to the community to start Fetch. My son was living out here, and he married a local girl from Park City. And then we were able to start what is kind of every little girl's dream. I'm going to rescue dogs when I grow up. And we were able to start Fetch Cares. And the people in this community are just amazing. They, just like Live PC, Give PC, they supported us in just a wonderful way. The emergency vet, like MedVet, will give us a call and ask us if we can take in a dog that needs help because their family can't afford to do it, or they're not physically able to take care of a dog that maybe has lost their legs or lost an eye. And that's what we do. And then we find homes for them and support the families following their adoption.
I was really surprised to learn about Fetch Cares. But I was like, really? You do this too? I had no idea. So I know you had a dream as a little girl. Was there one dog that came to you that you were like, oh, you need?
Well, Tori, my daughter, she was a vet tech in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And so she had started bringing dogs to home, or she would have half a litter of kittens in her bra. And so we always kind of took care of dogs that had medical needs. My daughter's on the spectrum, and she has a special way with animals anyway. She absolutely loves animals, and they love her. These dogs that are differently abled can still be a member of every family, mm-hmm. and they bring the same kind of love to a family, the same kind of heart, the same kind of warmness. We have a blind and deaf poodle in our house, and he gets along just fine, and he's actually the sweetest dog ever. He knows when somebody needs to be loved on, and he just crawls up and sits next to people. He's just amazing. And so we really encourage youth who are differently able to come into the Fetch House, the Fetch Cares home, and they sit with animals, and it encourages them to recognize that there's value in everybody, especially those with different abilities.
So did you always think, oh, I want special needs dogs only? I did meet the blind and deaf. What's the dog's
name? His name's Keller.
His name is Keller.
Right.
I mean, obviously after Helen Keller.
Yeah.
And how did Keller come to you?
So Keller came as about a five-month-old, a dog. The people that had him didn't know what to do with him, and they basically just isolated him because they didn't know how to, or they thought they didn't know how to deal with him. But the way to deal with him was basically to just let him be part of our family. And he fits in, as you could tell. He knows his command: sit, down, stay, come. He has hand signals. Does all of that through hand signals. You had mentioned
hand signals?
Yes.
How does he see the hand?
He can't see them.
Oh, you're touching him.
We're touching his nose.
Okay. Yeah, you're touching his nose, and that's how you communicate with him.
I find that if I just touch him on his head and let him know I'm standing by him, or just pet him, he responds really well to that, and also knowing that you're near because he can smell you.
Well, let's talk about who's in your special creature in your arms. Who's this?
Well, this is Boo, and Boo was born on Halloween. She was hit by a car by her owner, and it was out on the reservation in New Mexico, and she really didn't have the owner probably didn't have the funds to take care of the injuries that she had, and so she was just left outside. But Boo has an awful lot of spunk, and we see it all the time. And so her injuries weren't taken care of. She was in very bad condition. She had horrible infections, and she was full of ticks when she first came. We weren't sure she was gonna make it, but her spunk kicked in, and She has healed wonderfully. She's very loving. She loves the dogs.
If only this was a visual medium. Boo the dog, the sweetest wire-haired chihuahua maybe?
Yeah,
or
part
blonde,
chihuahua.
All blonde with a pink nose, just buried her face in PJ's arms. Like, don't talk about me. I'm embarrassed. I'm shy. Wow. Okay. That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
She spins around in circles when you come in the house, so she greets everybody, and she can't use her back legs. She actually has to have her bladder expressed, so I hold her over the commode, and I squeeze her bladder, and she pees into the commode, and she wears a drag bag at home, so she doesn't hurt her legs when she's running around on the floor, sneaking out onto the concrete. She's really special, and she is up for adoption. I picture her in a home, perhaps with a older couple who shouldn't be going out on the ice and walking a dog, and she doesn't have to be walked in the ice because she can just go in the commode.
Wow. Yeah. And so she will always have to have her bladder expressed.
She will.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that because there was nerve damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. If you're out and about, then you can put a diaper on her, but you don't have to because she
Is she on a schedule? Like, it's 10 o'clock, it's time to go. Or does she let you know when she has to go? How does that work?
She doesn't let you know. You just have to have her on a schedule.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a precious.
She's very precious.
She is ever going to not be yours. I hate to tell you.
A lot of people tell me that.
I mean, but, she might just be happiest right there. You know, who else is there that maybe needs a home?
We actually took in a dog named Dax, and he came to us from a lab rescue in Phoenix. Dax is not a lab, and so they were trying to find a lab home for an Outback dog, which is a guardian dog. And
An Outback dog?
It's called an Outback.
Outback.
Okay. And it's very similar to the Pyrenees dogs.
Great Pyrenees. Okay.
And so he wasn't being very successful as a lab. So we have this wonderful dog. He's 2 years old. He was about to be put down. And he does not have any medical issues.
Oh.
And we don't do that very often. But I knew that he should not be put down at 2 years old just because he was having an identity crisis. So we brought him here, and he is up for adoption. We have an adorable litter of puppies that would be ready as soon as they get their last shots and are fixed, and their Chihuahua mix, and they would be ready about Christmas time. We do not encourage getting puppies for Christmas. It's not a good thing to do because perhaps people don't want the puppies and they get them as a surprise. But these puppies are adorable. They have been so incredibly well socialized. You know, there's a real tragedy going on right now in all of our shelters and in all of our rescues even. Everybody is way overburdened by the number of dogs that need homes.
Is it the economy?
It's still part of that, the economy.
Uh-huh.
You know, dog food has increased in price. All of us that have dogs, we've all seen the increase. And the amount of time that people have with their dogs has also decreased in that some of the young families, especially, they may have to work another part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just become hard for people to take care of their pets. What we've realized is that just because somebody can't pay their vet bill does not mean they're not a good home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have started offering to pay a family's vet bill, and then they relinquish their dog to us. However, they foster their own dog, and they foster that dog while they enter into an agreement. It may be an agreement to pay back the money at 0% interest, or they follow religiously the physical therapy that dog needs. And if they follow that without missing any of those days, then at the end of their physical therapy or after they've finished paying the vet bill, then they adopt their dog back. And it's been successful for us, and it allows them to keep their dog. And,
that's incredible. So.
And we can help them with that and allow them to keep their dog where before they would have to give their dog up.
Wow.
And we're trying to find now, because the ultimate goal is to find a good home, and they probably are a good home. It's just that
they're going through a rough patch.
Yeah. It's new thinking that way. It's something that we'd like to continue to keep trying. And we have such good support in this community where they support Fetch Cares. We're laughing. We have to laugh. We laugh about a lot of the things. We have Guinness, who's a wonderful dog. We actually adopted him from Nuzzles. And he has only two legs. He can't control his bowels. And almost every time we invite people to come out to Fetch to visit, he ends up pooping on the floor. And we end up laughing about that. Because if we didn't laugh, we'd cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to laugh because otherwise you couldn't do this. Like, it just gets very heavy at times, like you were saying, you know, mm-hmm. how do you do it? But I think sharing the load with each other, all of us at Fetch Cares are wonderful volunteers, and laughing about things, even when maybe they're not, they shouldn't be funny.
Right, no, but 100% how you maintain sanity. Yes.
Exactly, and just having a team to share the pain sometimes of going through these things, or even just saying, hey, I gotta take a break for a minute, you know? But the happy stories just make it, you know, just make it wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you both so much for coming in, Tracy and PJ, and I'll see you out there at Fetch Cares. This is Andrea Buchanan with KPCW's Community Campfire.